Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Lansing and Delta Township. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. A reaction to the U.S. government's horrible plan to raise the debt ceiling last week was an announcement by Standard & Poor's last Friday that reduced the U.S. government's credit rating from AAA to AA+. This is the first time that any U.S. credit rating agency has given the U.S. government any rating less than the highest possible. The Standard & Poor's announcement magnified investor worries. Among the concerns were that interest rates would rise, the value of the U.S. dollar would fall, and that global economies would further deteriorate. The U.S. stock markets took some of their heaviest losses in several years between last Friday and this Monday. Many commodity prices fell as investors worried that the consumer demand is likely to decline. Leveraged investors faced margin calls, which forced even more investments to be liquidated. Some of the funds pulled out of stocks and bonds were reallocated to holding short-term U.S. Treasury debt, which are at least likely to return 100% of its principal. For now, this demand kept interest rates low and prevented the U.S. dollar index from falling to record low territory. A lot of investors bought gold. From U.S. close last Thursday, about $1,656, it soared as high as $1,778 in European markets yesterday morning. This was among the largest three-day trading price jumps ever. In the process, the price of gold reached another all-time high, ignoring the effects of inflation. Although the price of silver started to rise with gold last Friday and in Asian and European markets Monday, the price Tuesday morning fell to a multi-week low below $38. How could this happen to a safe haven asset in tumultuous markets? Well, gold is a financial metal. Industrial usage is dwarfed by financial demand. In turbulent times, gold is a shining safe haven. It is shining now. Silver's price is influenced by its use as a financial asset. However, today it is now predominantly an industrial metal, with more applications being discovered every week. During an economic downturn, it is normal for demand for industrial commodities to decline, leading to lower prices. Silver, platinum, and palladium were down 3-5% in price from the middle of last week to yesterday morning. The price of oil and a number of other commodities have fallen by even larger percentages. On Sunday, U.S. Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner chided Standard & Poor's for making a mistake in knocking down the U.S. government's credit rating. I agree that Standard & Poor's made a mistake in reducing the credit rating to AA+. However, I think the mistake was not in reducing the rating even more. You see, the U.S. government already owes well over $50 trillion in debt and in actuarial liabilities for programs such as Social Security, Medicare, and civil and military federal employee retirement benefits. Under the terms of the deal reached last week, accrual basis accounting projects at least another $50 trillion in federal government deficits over the next decade. The much smaller numbers now being tossed around in Washington that reflect only cash flow accounting are meaningless. In order to gain re-election, the politicians have sacrificed the well-being of the American people. The U.S. government can intimidate credit rating agencies into placing a too high credit rating on the federal government's debt. That will not change the fact that the U.S. government is bankrupt and getting deeper in debt every day. Yesterday, the Federal Open Market Committee held their regular meeting. During that meeting, the members of the committee should have reviewed a working paper released by the Bank for International Settlements on Monday. The title was Weathering the Financial Crisis, Good Policy or Good Luck? This report identifies a number of areas where the U.S. government is mismanaging the U.S. economy. I'm not going to hold my breath waiting for the Fed to figure out what it is doing wrong. They just don't get it. Instead, look for the Fed to soon announce another round of disastrous quantitative easing, a strategy that the Bureau for International Settlements identifies as poor public policy. Even if the Fed's statement at the conclusion of yesterday's meeting provided some comfort to uneasy investors, don't fall for it. The U.S. dollar is going down. The price of gold is going to keep rising, and silver's price will finally start to soar. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, owner of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing and Premier Coins and Collectibles in Delta Township. Thank you for listening.
The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect the views of 1320 WILS or McDonald Broadcasting.